Welcome back to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. I am your host, Naftali Herman. It is great to be back with each and every one of you. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Revi'i, the 28th day of the month of Marchejvan. We're coming up on the end of the month. I believe this coming Friday will be Rosh Chodesh. Thank you to our incredible generous sponsors for their continued support, in particular the Schwartz family, and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily Email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Sponsorships are available at $100 for one day, $360 for the week, and $1,000 for the entire month. As always, we greatly appreciate your support. Please note that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And again, sponsorships can be done at ou.org/call. Every day is a great day, but some are special. And today is one of those days. Some of you may have noticed the removal of one of the names of the cholim, of the sick people we have been davening, we've been praying for, which have been at the bottom of the daily email in the sponsored section for several months now. And I'm thrilled that we were privileged to be able to remove the name of a dear friend who is thankfully and with great appreciation to Hashem no longer in need of our collective tefillos. So our tefillos are making a difference. Let's keep it up. Let's keep it strong. If you're enjoying and benefiting from the daily call, please let your family and friends know about it. Share it with your circle of friends, with your groups on WhatsApp, with on email, whatever it might be, word of mouth. We love for them to join each tefillah and each word of Torah that we learn makes a difference in Shemayim, in heaven, and here on earth. So let's keep going strong. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Yisrael Senior of Beth Jacob Congregation of Irvine in Irvine, California, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Senior slowly reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Parak Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130. And they will be followed by the Mishaberach L'cholim with a nice pause, and will conclude with a recitation of Achenu. But a pleasure and honor it is to welcome Rabbi Senior back to the Daily Call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Senior.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Naftali, and to the OU, and to all those who are here with us today to share some thoughts, words of Torah, and to say some Tehillim, some Psalms on behalf of those who are in need. In the Torah reading this week, Parsha Toldot, we have the very, very famous quote that Yitzchak Isaac says, Hakol kol Yaakov vayidayi midei Esav. The voice is the voice of Yaakov, of Jacob, but the hands are the hands of Esav. Rashi there comments on the words, kol Yaakov, the voice of Jacob. Rashi says, this person who came before me, Yitzchak Isaac says, medaber b'lashon tachanunim, he's speaking so gently. Kum, na, please get up, father. About Esav, Esav, my son, that's not how he speaks. He speaks b'lashon kanturia diber. He speaks in a very harsh, improper manner. Yakum avi, get up, father. So we blast Esav for the way he speaks. Kuma, Avi, get up, father. As opposed to speaking nicely. That's not a way to speak to a friend. Certainly not a way to speak to a father. And certainly not a way to speak to God. Yet, in our daily prayers, every morning, right before the Amidah, right before we are standing, right before God and his presence comes down in front of us, we actually sing, Tzur Yisrael, Rock of Israel, Kuma, the Ezrat Yisrael. Get up to help Israel. Ufidei chinu mecha yudav Yisrael. And liberate as you have pledged, Judah and Israel. How could our sages institute into our daily prayer the very term of kuma, get up, for us to speak to God in a way that they lambast Esav for speaking such a way to his father. What gave the sages the license to do this? But actually, there's a precedent. And we actually say that earlier in our daily prayers, right before Mizmor Latoda. King David, David HaMelech, we quote Tehillim. We say, Hareinu Hashem Chazdecha, show us Hashem your kindness. V'yesh acha titen lanu, grant us your salvation. Kuma Izrata lanu, get up and help us. Ufadeinu and redeem us, Laman Chazdecha, for the sake of your kindness. So we blast Esav for that which King David also, David HaMelech also says in Tehillim. What gave David HaMelech, King David, the license to say this? Well, actually, he got it from no less of a person than Moshe, than Moses. And we say that as part of our davening also, and we sing that also as we take out the Torah. Vayhi ben Saharon. Vayomer Moshe, when the ark would travel, Moses would say, Kuma Hashem, get up Hashem, v'yafutzu vaivecha, and may your enemies be scattered. So Moshe, King David, all the sages and including the tefillah, we all use this term, denigrate Esav for using. How are we meant to understand this? And it's clear that it depends on the situation. Imagine a person is drowning. And there's a boat nearby with life vests. And the person calls out, throw me a life vest! On the boat says, what's the magic word? You didn't say please. Obviously, that is not the time for niceties. When a person is in a desperate situation, they are meant to call out. And each of these speak about desperate situations. Sur Yisrael, Kuma Bezrat Yisrael, help Israel. Kuma Hashem, get up Hashem. Ezrat Halanu, help us. Vahibin Saharom, Kuma Hashem, Vyaputsu Aivecha. These are all desperate situations when we are meant to call out to Hashem. And perhaps the sages instituted this as part of our davening many times over to make us realize that yes, call out, and you can put aside the niceties, feel the desperation, feel the closeness, and call out. It's a beautiful story of a person. A man, a very, very poor man, lived out in some peasant in some shtetl in the forest. And he worked as a woodchopper. And going into Pesach, he was working so hard, chopping wood for all the other people there. They're all getting ready for the Pesach Seder. And the poor guy's exhausted, and he comes home, and he just has to have a little pick-me-up. He takes a little bit, some vodka, maybe a little bit too much vodka. He's going to lie down just a little bit before the Seder. And he falls asleep. And his wife tries to wake him up. Wake up, wake up. We need to make a Seder for the children. I'll get up soon. Half hour later, get up. The children are getting tired. I'll get up soon. The poor guy can't get himself out of bed. Finally, his wife comes in. Enough's enough. Get up. The children are falling asleep. He says, send the kids in. The kids come in. The poor guy opens his eyes, turns to his children. And he says, my entire kinder, my dear children. The very same Hashem that we're reading about, Pesach time, taking us out of Egypt, taking us out of Mitzrayim. That's the same Hashem that you say every time, Baruch Atah Hashem, blessed are you Hashem. And he fell back asleep. He visited his Rebbe soon afterwards. His Rebbe asked about the Seder. He was embarrassed to say. His Rebbe said, I know about the Seder. And you should know that it pierced the heavens. That was the most powerful message you ever could have given. And actually, right before Mizmor Latoda, we say afterwards, Anochi Hashem Elokecha Malcham Eretz Yisrael, I am Hashem, your God who took you out of Egypt. Harchav Picha Bamaleyu, open up your mouth wide, and I will fill it. We're still in this pandemic, thank God, on our way out. There are many people who are sick, and we're learning, we're davening on their behalf. We each have those issues in our life where we feel the need to call out, recognize, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I'm Hashem, you took you out of Mitzrayim, open your mouth, and I will fill it. It's the same Hashem who did all those miracles that we speak to every time we say Baruch Atah Hashem. And when we're feeling desperate, recognize, we could put the niceties aside. We just call out from our heart, and that has the greatest, greatest power. We will now say Tehillim, Psalms, Perek Chaf, chapter 20. Lamanatseyach mizmor lidavid. Yancha Adonai biyom tzara, yisaged Hashem, Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach ezrcha mikodesh umitzion yisadeka. Yizkor kol menchosecha bolatucha, yidashen etzela. Yitain licha chilvavecha, lechol atascha yimalei. Neranana bishuva secha, uvishem Eloheinu nigdol. Yimalei Adonai kol nishalo secha. Atayadati ki ashiya Adonai mishicho, yanehu mishmei kacho, vigvuros yisha yimino. Eilev arechev, ve'eilev asusim. V'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir. Eima karu v'nafalu. V'anachnu kamnu v'nisodad. Adonai Hoshia. Hamelech yaneinu. V'yom kareinu. Perek Chaf Gimel, chapter 23. Mizmor l'David. Adonai ro'i lo echzar. Din os desha yarbitzeni, al nei menuchos yinahaleni, nafshi yishovev, yancheni b'madalei tzedek l'man shemo. Gam ki eilech b'geitz al maves, lo ira ra ki ata imadi, shivtucha o mishantecha, heima yinachamuni, Taroch lefanai shulchan neged tzorerai. Ishanta v'ashem en roshi. Kosi rivaya. Ach tov v'chesed yedifuni. Kol yimei chayai. V'shavti b'veis Adonai. Li'orech yamim. Perek Kuf Chaf Aleph, chapter 121. If you indulge me, I will sing this one. Shir lamalos esayna yal haharim me'ayin yavo ezri ezri me'im Adonai hostei shamayim v'aretz al yitein lamot raglecha al yanum shomrecha hine lo yanum v'lo yishan shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tzilcha, ayad yeminecha. Yomam ha-shemesh lo yakecha, v'yareyach balayla. Adonai yishmorcha mikol ra, yishmor et nafshecha. Adonai yishmor tzeisecha v'olecha, me'ata v'yad olam. We'll conclude with chapter Perek Kuf Lamed Aleph, chapter 131. 130, excuse me. Chapter Kuf Lamed 130. Shir hamalos mimamakim karasicha Adonai. Adonai shema v'koli tiyena aznecha kashuvos l'kol tachanunai. Im avonos tishmorya Adonai mi'amod. Kim cha hatzlicha leman tivarei. Ki visi Adonai kivisa nafshi velidvaro hochalti. Nafshi l'Adonai mishomerim laboker, shomerim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai ki im Adonai hachesed varbe imo fidus. Hu yifte es Yisrael. Mikol Avonosav. We'll make a Mishabach now for those who are sick and need appealing. I will pause and all should insert the names at that point. Mishabach Avoseinu, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, David, Shlomo, Vivarech, Virape, Eschacholim. Bavur, Shemispalel Bavuram, Bizchaze HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yimalei Rachan Malehem, Lahachalimam, Ularaposam, Ulahachazikam, Ulahachayosam, Yishlach Lahem Mehera, Rufu Shalema, Mina Shamayim, Luchol Evereyem, Luchol Gideyem, Tisoch Sha'ar Chole Yisrael, Rufu Asanetesh, Rufu Asaguf, Hashta, Vagala, Ubizman Kariv, Vinomar, Amen. Thank you all for joining.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Siner, embracing your inner Yosef Karduner. It's one of my favorite Nigunim. Very appreciative that you sang it for us. So thank you so much. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need will be answered, Latova, for good. Please join us again tomorrow on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for our next scheduled program. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.